general use of information and complaints, rights to travel information. Carriers and terminal operators shall, within their respective areas of competence, provide passengers with adequate information throughout their travel in formats which are accessible to everybody and in the same languages as those in which information is generally made available to all passengers. Particular attention shall be paid to the needs of disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility. Information on passenger rights. Carriers, terminal operator, and when applicable, port authorities shall, within their respective areas of competence, ensure that information on the rights of passengers under this regulation is publicly available on board ships, in ports, if possible, and in port terminals. The information shall be provided as far as possible in accessible formats and in the same languages as those in which information is generally made available to all passengers. When that information is provided, particular attention shall be paid to the needs of disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility. In order to comply with information requirements referred to in paragraph 1, carriers, terminal operators, and when applicable, port authorities may use a summary of the provisions of this regulation prepared by the Commission in all the official languages of the institutions of the European Union and made available to them. Carriers, terminal operators, and when applicable, port authorities shall inform passengers in an appropriate manner on board ships, in ports if possible, and in port terminals of the contract details of the enforcement body designated by the member state concerned pursuant to Article 25(1). Complaints. Carriers and terminal operators shall set up or have in place an accessible complaint handling mechanism for rights and obligations covered by this regulation. Where a passenger covered by this regulation wants to make a complaint to the carrier or terminal operator, he shall submit it within 2 months from the date on which the services was performed or when a service should have been performed. Within 1 month of receiving the complaint, the carrier or terminal operator shall give notice to the passenger that his complaint has been substantiated, rejected, or is still being considered. The time taken to provide the final reply shall not be longer than 2 months for the receipt of a complaint.